It's 6:52 a.m. I remove my keys from the ignition of my Honda Civic, collect my teacher bags from my front passenger seat, and make my way through the parking lot and down the crowded hallways of Northern High School. My arms draped with bags of graded papers and miscellaneous classroom supplies, I stroll through the halls like a human coat rack, smiling at students and trying not to spill coffee down my dress. When I arrive at my classroom, I perform the same ritual I do each day. Lunch in the fridge, copies off the copier, papers sorted and ready to be returned. As students arrive, I greet them. And when the bell confirms the start of class, I begin passing back a stack of student essays.
All right, y'all, what I'm about to give you back are your hero.
I loved this title, I tell one student. Great conclusion, I say to another. I still need this from you, I remind a third. As I return the last of the papers, a hand shoots up. Here we go, I think to myself, mentally preparing for a barrage of accusations about how I grade so unfairly. But the student doesn't have a question about her grade. Her question is the dreaded one, the one no teacher ever wants to hear. "Miss Gertis," she asks, "why didn't I get my paper back?" My heart stops. For a moment, I just look at her dumbly. Then, in a dazed panic, I stammer, "Give me a second, it's probably just on my desk." How could this have happened? I think to myself as I begin looking frantically through my desk drawers. Where the hell could I have put it? And what the hell am I supposed to do now? What if I just tell her my dog ate it? Does that excuse work for teachers? Or I could just pull the fire alarm. But then, just as I'm about to resort to criminal activities, I see it. A paper with the name Zoe printed neatly in the corner. Oh, thank God, I sigh, cherishing that paper like some lost treasure. Quickly, though, my relief dissolves as I am met with a nauseating sense of guilt. Shit, I think to myself as I realize what I've done. Hanging in the front of my classroom is a poster that reads, "Organization is the key to success." And each day, I remind my students, "Don't be careless with your work." And yet, here I am, having been careless with mine. A hypocrite, a breaker of my own rules. Paper in hand, I walk across the classroom to try to right my wrong. "I'm really sorry," I say. "Thanks for keeping me honest."